Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast called Thinking LSAT. This is an update from Reese, who had previously emailed the Thinking LSAT podcast, but I wanted to get this story out on LSAT Demon Daily, hopefully more quickly. Okay. Reese says, I just thought I'd keep you updated. Well, let me read the previous interaction.
Okay.
Previous email from Reese. I want to thank you for your guidance on the LSAT. I had a diagnostic score in the high 130s and saw little improvement after reading the LSAT trainer cover to cover and all three PowerScore Bibles. I figured there had to be a better way and found you guys! Exclamation point. I've been listening to the podcast for over a year and started studying with y'all in September. My goal score, and something I did not think was attainable, was 160. On a practice test, the first time I hit 160 was in December, and I immediately signed up for the February test. I took the February test and got a 162! Exclamation point. The next episode I listened to, this is, she's referring to the Thinking LSAT podcast, but the next episode I listened to had Nathan going off about how you should take the exam multiple times, so I signed up for the June test and put in about an hour and a half a day, doing one timed section a day and a mix of drilling. I then started seeing my practice test scores increase once again into the upper 160s and low 170s. On test day, I did not get to the last reading comp passage or the last game and had to guess on a few. Today, I got my score back and it was a 166, and I'm thankful for all the advice you both have given. Don't pay for law school! Exclamation point, Reese. And she sent it to both of us, and I remember we both responded, or at least as I remember, we both responded.
Yeah.
And we like said the same thing. We were both like sort of simultaneously like, hey, you know, you congrats, had practice tests in the 170s.
Yeah.
And 166 is good, but boy, you seem like a good candidate to get greedy and get a few more points. And yeah. So when the August scores came back last week, we just got this update from Reese, and it says, I just thought I'd keep you updated. I followed your advice, and this morning I received 170.
Wow.
This makes it a 31-point improvement overall. Wow! Exclamation point. Thank you for advising me to take it again! Exclamation point. Reese. So that's somebody who not only, you know, I mean, she went from the 130s to what she thought was unattainable, 160. We said, take it again. She did. She got a 166. We said, take it again. She did. She ended up with her magic 170 for a 31-point total improvement. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'm humbled. I really appreciate that Reese like actually took our advice. I'm not surprised that it worked out well. Like, we don't give advice that we don't think is good advice. And she did it. She worked her ass off. She kept grinding it out.
Yeah.
She lengthened her timeline, I'm sure, right? Like, thought she was applying last cycle and just didn't, and instead applied this cycle, or is going to probably apply this cycle.
You know, it seems like with, I don't know what Reese's GPA is and what schools Reese is looking to apply to, but it might make sense for her to apply now and be early, but also consider signing up for the November LSAT.
I mean, yeah.
She's someone who could come back with a 172. She says low 170s. I don't know what that means. 173. And then all of a sudden some schools are like, hey, we are on the fence about you, and now we're going to give you, or we are on the fence about giving you money, and now we are going to give you money, or whatever. I don't know.
I'm going to have a very hard time arguing against that. It only costs a couple hundred dollars. Law school costs a couple hundred thousand dollars. A 172 could open doors that a 170 will not. I generally think people should get greedy when it comes to the LSAT. I mean, it, like, if she squeezes out two more points, it could just totally make the difference. I think she should go to LSATdemon.com/scholarships. and look at our scholarship estimator and put in her GPA and her URM status.
Yeah.
And a 170 and see what kinds of offers she might get.
Yeah.
And then try a 172 or a 173 and see how those offers change. Again, that's LSATdemon.com/scholarships. It's a free tool available for anybody. Put in your LSAT and GPA and see what our estimator thinks you probably will get from whatever schools you're interested in. But I have a feeling that that 172 or 173 would open some doors for Reese. So, yeah, congratulations on getting greedy twice. Maybe get greedy a third time. I don't know. It's awesome.
Yeah. Cool.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question, give us an update like Reese did, or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.